Hi VoiceTubers, I'm Kelsey. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's video is titled Tempura Udon Noodles. And this is a cooking video by a YouTube channel called June's Kitchen. So June is a Japanese guy who is very talented at cooking, and he's especially famous for the fact that his cats are always in his videos. So he's always letting his cats hang around while he makes food. So in this video, not only do you get to learn how to make some Japanese food, you also get to see some adorable cats. So if you do want to watch that video, you can go ahead and do that right after today's pronunciation challenge. So let's get into our sentence. Homemade udon noodles are so much better than pre-made noodles, and the ingredients are actually very, very simple. All right, so in this video, June is telling us about how udon noodles, or a type of Japanese noodles, are better when they are homemade rather than pre-made. And he's saying that it's actually pretty simple to make them because they don't have very many ingredients. All right, let's read that sentence one more time a little slower. Homemade udon noodles are so much better than pre-made noodles, and the ingredients are actually very, very simple. All right, let's get into our vocabulary. Our first vocabulary word is homemade. Homemade is an adjective, and it means made at home. So it's not made at a restaurant or a store or a factory. It's something that you make at home. So you could say something like, "Nothing beats my mom's homemade cookies." So I'm saying that my favorite thing, the best cookies, are my mom's homemade cookies. Our next word is related to homemade, and it is handmade. So handmade is another adjective, and it means made by hand. So it's made by people, not machines. So you could say something like, "This leather wallet is handmade." So handmade is different from homemade because it is simply saying that something is made by hand. It's made by people, not by machines. So these things could be made at your home, or they could be made at a store. So you work at a store and you use your hands to make something, those things would be considered handmade. But if you make something at home, then it would be considered homemade. And usually when it comes to food, it's more common to say homemade. So although at our home, we are using our hands to make the food probably, we would still usually use homemade to describe food. It's just more common and it seems more natural. So if you want to say that you made some food at home, you made it with your own hands, maybe you made some brownies, you could say these brownies are homemade. All right, our next word is pre-made. Pre-made is an adjective, and it means prepared or made ahead of time or in advance. So for example, you could say, "This grocery store sells some pre-made salads and sandwiches." So when we say pre-made salads and sandwiches, that would mean salads that are already made for you. So they're in a box and you can just open that box and eat the salad right away. And same goes with sandwiches. They're already made, they're wrapped up and ready to eat. And our next word is related to pre-made, and it is packaged. So packaged is an adjective, and it means put into a box or some kind of wrapping for sale or for transport. So you could say something like, "I try to eat fresh food rather than packaged food." So fresh food would probably be something like vegetables or fruits, and then packaged food would be food that is in a box or in a can or something like that. It has packaging. All right, our next word is udon. So udon is a noun, and udon is a type of Japanese noodles. So udon noodles are those kind of thick white wheat noodles. And in our video, it's actually the title of our video, Tempura Udon Noodles. And an example sentence would be, "I love the seafood udon from this Japanese place." seafood udon would be one example of an udon noodle dish. All right, our next word is related to udon, and it is ramen. So ramen is another type of Japanese noodles. Ramen are quick cooking noodles, and they're usually served in a broth with meat and vegetables. And you could say something like, when I visit Japan, I always eat a lot of ramen. All right, our next word is tempura. So tempura is another Japanese food, and it's actually in the title of our video, so I thought I would bring it up here as we're talking about Japanese food. And tempura is another Japanese dish, and it is things like fish or vegetables or anything else that is fried in a special batter. So it's deep fried, it gets crispy, and it has this batter on the outside of these things inside it. And an example sentence might be, at the Japanese restaurant, I ordered tempura shrimp. So tempura shrimp would be shrimp that have been covered in batter and then fried. All right, our next word is ingredient. Ingredient is a noun, and ingredients are any of the foods or other things that go into a dish. So when you're trying to make something, you need to have ingredients to make that thing, to cook that thing. And an example sentence would be, shortbread cookies only have three ingredients, sugar, butter, and flour. And our last word is related to ingredient, and it is recipe. So a recipe is a set of instructions for preparing a particular dish. So a recipe basically tells you how to cook something. An example sentence would be, I found this recipe for chicken soup online. All right, we have come to the end of our vocabulary words, so let's read our sentence one more time. Homemade udon noodles are so much better than pre-made noodles, and the ingredients are actually very, very simple. All right, that is all we have for today's pronunciation challenge. Today's question is, what's your favorite Japanese dish? Please leave a comment below answering this question along with your recording. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time, VoiceTubers.